Larry Weber is an educator, an author, and a naturalist, and he's our host for Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber every Friday at this time here on Northland Morning. Well, howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. I thought you were going to say, speaking of over the hill, here's Larry.
No, no.
You know, that's okay, though. There's nothing wrong with being over the hill. The mystery is, I don't ever remember being at the top of the hill. So, okay.
That, yeah, I hear you there, Larry. We're on the same page with that this morning.
Anyway, it is an absolutely fascinating morning. If anybody is considering getting up or not, I suggest you do so. We have clear skies. We have patches of fog, 48 degrees at my house here. Just a terrific morning for taking a walk. The kind of morning where it's calm and the dew and the fog settles into the webs along the side of the road. So many picturesque sightings along the walk this morning. Lots of the birds are still singing. I did a breeding bird survey this week, which is done in June to take a survey count of what birds are breeding in the region. And even though my survey is over, the birds continue to sing. They sing a great deal almost throughout the month of June. As we get into July, when the families are more raised, they don't need to proclaim the territory as much anymore. And as we go through the month of July, the songs get less and less and less, and only a few stubborn, persistent ones will go beyond that. But right now, still plenty out there. I'd say easily 20 different kinds of birds singing and taking a walk like this. We are temperature-wise, here we are the 19th of June. And we are at the solstice weekend. Sunday is the actual solstice for those who wanted to be in summer. Well, we are here. And so far, the month of June, we have been temperature-wise about normal. Officially, only one day of over 80 degrees, and that was back on the 9th. Now, I say that officially because that's at the Weather Service, and Weather Service is in Duluth, and many places outlying there have had a few other days that have gotten over 80 degrees. We had the first, we were down in the 30s. We were 36 degrees on the 1st of June. That was a cool. We probably won't get down there again the rest of the month, though it can happen. The temperature is about normal, but the precipitation is not. Precipitation officially, once again, this varies greatly in the month of June because there are scattered showers, thunder showers, and so forth. But we have 0.8 of an inch recorded at the Weather Service as of this point. And normally by this time of June, we have over 2 inches, and so way below normal. However, with rain in the forecast, that things could definitely change. All you need is a couple of good soakers, as we remember from a few years ago, and that can change completely. As I said, we are at the solstice time. We are also this means the longest day. Sunrise around 5:14 in the morning, a whole hour ago already, and sun won't set until close to 9:10 in the evening. Putting that all together, we approach 16 hours. We don't actually make 16 hours, but we approach 16 hours. For being the longest day, and next week already, we will start to get days will start to get shorter. The sun rises will start to get later. The sunsets continue to get later until we get into July. But very, very long days, and for those who like sunlight, have plenty of it. We are at the just slightly after the new moon phase, so we're not going to get the bright light at night, but we are going to get lights from some other critters at night. This is firefly time. And fireflies are amazing insects. You know, we don't appreciate insects tremendously in our area. The mosquitoes have definitely come out. I had a first sighting of a deer fly this week, too. So we don't always appreciate insects. But, boy, when it comes to fireflies, we sure do. And butterflies, they're out right now, too, in good numbers. Butterflies light up the daytime with plenty of color, and the fireflies light it up at night. The fireflies, I always told my students, flying around at night and turning on a light is not a very safe thing to do. And suddenly you have shown your own presence, and if a predator is out there and looking for you, they're going to find you when that light gets turned on. So there must be another reason for it, another important reason for it, and it, of course, is the mating ritual for the fireflies. There are a lot of insects that use other visual clues, but this one uses the visual clue of light. And the summation is that the male flies and flashes the female sits and selects, and she's down, often down on the ground, and among some species, she doesn't even have wings. But when she turns on her light, then he will come down to meet with her. There's a lot more, it's a lot more complicated than that, of course, and there are different species of fireflies that have their light on for different times. The real big insect news of this week, though, was not fireflies, nor was it butterflies, though both of those two have been really good this week. The big news of the week was dragonflies. This is really a great dragonfly time. Dragonflies are another insect that is being appreciated more all the time. All we have to do is call them by their other name, mosquito hawk, and most people find them more interesting. They are predators. They catch a lot of insects in midair. And they will feed on mosquitoes, among other things. Well, what happened this week, and I just happened to be there to see it, is a huge emergence of a type of dragonfly called the calico pennant. Calico pennants are kind of a small dragonfly. When most people think in dragonflies, they think in terms of the really larger ones. These are kind of a small one. They're spotted. They have six spots on their wings. Huge spots toward the center part of the body, and then smaller ones further out. The males have pretty much a red body. The females are more of a yellowish-green body. And I just happened to be there when they were emerging from the water. Now, dragonflies of almost every species spend their life underwater, the first part of their life underwater in an immature stage. And they may be there for, in some cases, more than a year, but most of them, it's about a year. And then when it gets to be the right time, they will climb up out of the water, usually during the night. It's a very dangerous trip for them to take because they could get picked off by predators easily. And they climb up in the protection of the darkness. And they get above the water, and then they open up their skin, their exoskeleton of their immature stage, and they pull their adult body out of that. And they sit out there in the morning sunlight, and they bask, and they unfold the wings, and they warm up a bit, and then finally, when they have emerged as a full adult, they'll take off in flight. This emergence usually happens in the morning, and if you have access to get down to a lake any time now, you can see it. Once it's all over, and it's usually all over within a couple of hours in the early morning already, once it's all over, the only sign you see of it is the exoskeleton still hanging on the plants. Many of the dragonflies will continue to hang around the water. They will find mates. They will lay eggs. They'll feed on insects. They will bask in the sun. But many of them, including these calico pennants, will go off to other places to do their feeding. And I found after they came out around the lake, I didn't really see many of the adults. I had to go off into a field that had plenty of insects going on there, and there they were out there feeding. And speaking of out in the field, the other big news that happened this week is that we're getting a lot of the flowers growing out in the open that are blooming now. A rather nebulous definition I have of the end of spring is when the wildflowers out in the open outnumber those that are in the woods, and I think we passed that threshold this week. And I noticed that probably around the 15th, we passed that threshold, and yes, we are now getting away from spring and into summer. Looking almost anywhere along roadsides, we'll see the blooming of daisies, plenty of white flowers or daisies, there's catchflies, there's yarrows. They're all very much in bloom right now. And then we have the other yellows and oranges of the hawkweeds. We have yellows of buttercups. And probably the one that stands out the most is the lupine. We have just a great number of those in the Duluth area. Not everybody appreciates them, but if you just look at the color. Now, most of the plants I just told you are non-native, and non-native plants are often given very bad connotations, very bad things said about them. But if you just see it from the color point of view, it is really a neat thing to see. Other places we'll see some of these plants blooming out in the open are in the wetlands. And right now is iris time at the edge of the wetlands. They are just spectacular, bluish color. These wild irises are sometimes called blue flags, and they are really outstanding in the wetlands right now. Also in the wetlands, we've had yellow pond lilies in bloom for quite a long time, and now we're having whitewater lilies added to that. So get out there and take a look at those lakes and ponds and so forth. Things are going on. There's more happening, of course, and this is the beginning of some of the mushrooms. Yesterday on a walk, I saw a few small mushrooms, but the biggest ones that are out right now that are noticeable are ones sticking out from the sides of trees. The yellow-orange sulfur shelf has shown up. Those are spectacular. Some people call them chicken of the woods. And then oyster fungus, which is usually the first one to come up in the season, is usually a white one. Now, they're out, sticking out from it, too. We do have some trees still holding their blossoms, especially things like high bush cranberry and common locust. Locusts are still in bloom. But for the most part, they have pretty well moved on. They move on to the next stage. And the next stage in the world of the maples is seeds. And right now, you may have noticed some of these helicopter things drifting around. Those helicopter things are the seeds, and the two that are really producing them right now are silver maple and red maple. Other ones will be coming a little bit later. I heard the summer frogs starting to call this week. That's the mink frog and the green frog. I saw several snapping turtles up along the road laying their eggs. Birds are now getting past most of them. Many of them are past the egg laying stage and on to feeding the nestlings, the babies, and there may even be a few fledglings out there. But when it comes to reproduction, the babies of the season, one of the neatest sights I had this week was finding a baby skunk. This little critter could have fit in your hand. Nice, small baby skunk. So, yes, Lisa, June is busting out, and it continues to bust out. Plenty going on there, and so enjoy the solstice weekend.
Certainly shall. Thanks so much, Larry. Mm-hmm. Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, educator, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.